From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Crazy Boys of Montreal. Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford on Travel World. Another edition for you here in June the 9th.
June, and welcome to Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford. Actually, Willem, it's June the 10th today.
June the 9th was yesterday.
Yesterday, yes.
I got
you
my
slept
hint.
In for 24 hours and missed the entire day, did you?
I did an art yesterday. I stayed up all night.
No, he's got a woman on the brain.
Yeah, I do that too?
Yeah, many times. Won't be the first time.
Well, the first on time the brain or in some ways wrapped around my head.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's a good girl, though.
We got Art Farley in studio. We got Yoav behind the console. And yeah. Joe sitting in for Bonnie today. So we'd like to say hello to Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, all right. Yeah.
He doesn't have Bonnie-itis.
Yeah, Bonnie-itis. Bonnie's afraid to come on the air with us, and it's too bad because we love Bonnie. And we got Jerry Lozoff, special guest in studio with us. Jerry is going to be our new correspondent for whitewater rafting and the outdoors activities and whatnot.
Ecotourism, adventure tourism. Jerry's the man to cover that beat for us.
Yeah, so welcome to Travel World, Jerry.
Thanks a lot. Nice to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's here to check out the show. Next week he's off to whitewater rafting in Quebec, Steve?
Or no, it's the Ottawa River region, Valley, northwest of Ottawa, the capital of Canada, and I think it's around an hour and 20 minutes past Ottawa in the upper reaches of the Ottawa River Valley. They're having a media day next week, so Jerry will be reporting back shortly
like
thereafter as to some of the adventures to be had this summertime when people are hitting the road, and some of the places we've been to recently.
Cooperstown, Baseball Hall of Fame. Jerry's a big baseball fan. He's been to Cooperstown.
And on our way back, we came through the Thousand Islands area and stopped off in Alexandria Bay.
Wasn't that a nice place?
Overlooking Bolt Castle in the middle of the Thousand Islands.
I love Bolt Castle.
It was so peaceful and relaxing. And when you turned off the highway, you wouldn't necessarily think it was there. But we stopped at the River Edge Hotel, had great sandwich and crab cakes and various fun foods that they serve on a terrace overlooking Lake Ontario and the Thousand Islands.
Did you stop
Islands.
At the castle at all?
No, I just saw it. We didn't really have time to take the boat tour. But there's around three different companies that offer boat tours throughout the day. That leave both from the U.S. side at Alexandria Bay and also on the Canadian side from Gananoque, Kingston, Brockville. So Thousand Islands
was
in Lawrence Seaway.
That was a great restaurant we were at, eh, Steve?
Oh, it was just so peaceful and nice. And, of course, we watched the passing boats. And you're right on the shipping channel of the St. Lawrence Seaway, so occasionally Lakers go by.
Yeah, you see a jet ski taken up by a tanker.
you might see it that day, but nice. The marina is right there, and people are very active in their boating endeavors at this time of year. So Thousand Islands International Tourism Council is reachable at 1-800-847-5263. That's 1-800-847-5263. 8 Island and www.visitthousandislands.com for all the information covering both sides of the St. Lawrence Seaway in New York State and Ontario.
I strongly recommend if you are going that way, stop by Bolt Castle. It's really good. It gives you the entire history of the Heart Island and how the man had sandblasted that island for his wife.
He did.
He promised her one day he would build her a castle. He did.
And she died
before she never knew the house existed. He was going to surprise her with it on Valentine's Day.
And a round of applause.
And she died two
Art
days before Valentine's Day.
Art did his research.
Art
isn't that great?
Research.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Art, how do you know that?
I went on a tour of Bolt Castle a couple years ago with my wife and daughter.
I'm impressed. We are impressed.
We are because, well, last week Art covered, you know, we were having Comrex difficulties, and Art was at a garage sale. So he was looking up books at Stephen King and whatnot, and he says, you know, next time I ought to you know, find a book on baseball or something like that.
Have
I'm thinking for
ready.
5 minutes of airtime, Art couldn't think of anything to say about baseball. You know, like
I was talking about Stephen King, the garage sale, the great deals they have down there.
You know, like,
and of course, if Art gave out the address for the garage sale, people were starting to drive up from Abbeville and Raleigh trying to find it. If there was somebody with the same street address in those cities, they're trying madly to find up.
Just happens to be in a van with no van seats saying, I wonder if they have some van seats. Because, Myrtle, this is getting real uncomfortable, shifting these gears.
That was kind of fun, though. Actually, you can go to Manny Witt's office, Mr. New England himself. They have a new website up at www.ne-tc.com. They feature a little joke that occurred here on Travel World, and it's the old Mr. New England himself. So you might want to check that out on the internet, ne-tc.com. Look at the bottom, Mr. New England himself. That's
if you're heading anywhere in New England this summer, all the links to all of the tourism information that you need for the six New England states is available at ne-tc.com, the New England Tourism Center. And last month when we were passing through Halifax en route to Iceland, we stopped off at the Airport Hotel, which is the only hotel near the airport in Halifax. They've just spent well over $1 million on renovations. It had gone a little downhill over the few years previous ownership, but 90 newly renovated guest rooms and suites, new furniture, new carpet, new
wasn't
amenities.
That a nice place? And pickup line of the year by Stephen. Unexpected, this man. I think it's raining women on this guy.
He had a line?
Single mothers of three. That's what is raining on him. He went to the fire sale, and now he's dating the Mexican ambassador. But, no, seriously, we go to this hotel.
Mother of three, of course.
Woman's name was Devin. I remember that.
Devin.
But he goes up, and he just walks up to the counter, and he looks at her and says, yeah, you're the girl that you must be the girl that that woman on the plane was talking to me about. And
it worked.
Really, whoa, yes.
But it was actually true.
It worked.
The woman sitting beside me on the flight into Halifax
said she taught
tourism at a community college, and that one of her graduates had just recently started working at the airport hotel.
You'd never know that. That woman might have just made up that whole story, and then you walked up to this woman at the front desk clerk,
and she's sitting there.
Pick up line of the year. Because it worked. This woman left with him that night.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. The big stud man, Mr. Steve. Yeah.
Look at him blushing.
They have a new restaurant on site. We did eat at the airport hotel, which is, if you're tired of airport food, you can just take the shuttle bus over to the airport hotel and try out their restaurant, Orville and Wilbur's. It's also right next door to the Maritime Aircraft Museum. It's walking distance from the, if you're interested in aviation, the aircraft museum right next door to the airport hotel. And you can also use their what do they have there? They have the indoor swimming pool.
Swimming pool and the hot tub.
Hot tub and saunas.
Steven spent some time in the hot tub with Lady
jacuzzi
Devin.
Girl.
Yes, it was jacuzzi girl.
The second.
And I had a flashlight, so I was boom boy the second time. That's exactly right.
There you go, boom boy.
Hey, guys, I have Lynn on the line for
Fantastic
you.
Yeah,
we're
Fantastic show.
We're talking to Lynn Ogrislow from the Niagara region of Ontario, and she's been to Greece, and we'll be talking to her in a couple of minutes. Just want to give
out
the telephone number for the Airport Hotel Halifax, 1-800-667-3333. It's managed by Atlific Hotels, an affiliate of Ocean Properties. Number of hotels across North America, 3 minutes from Halifax International Airport. Complimentary shuttle 24 hours a day, and as I say, 90 fully renovated guest rooms and accoutrements throughout the property.
Fantastic. Hey, now, Joe, what's happening with Bonnie? Is she sick today, Joe? What's going on?
You know, I think Bonnie just asked for the weekend off. I'm not really sure.
Oh, no.
I didn't get any details.
Oh, she didn't, for example, she got this weekend confused with July 15th when we're actually down in Westminster doing our show. So she got the calendar mixed up. She said,
unless she ran away early, I don't know.
If she's listening, I do love my favorite Marilyn Blonde.
Yes, yes. We love Bonnie.
So today's show, we'll be talking about the Greek Isles from quarter after to half past, and then on to San Francisco with Jerry Wagshall from the Fifth Estate, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in Toronto.
That's fantastic. So, Steve, 30 seconds before we got to leave.
I want to tell everyone to check out our new website, www.twc.ca, and that links from the LibertyWorks site at libertyworksradio.com for all the information on your favorite shows on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting, the LibertyWorks Radio Network.
Across America via satellite, and that's Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford. Roll the break in a few seconds. Roll it.
Nine, eight, seven, six.
radio show via satellite.
Following is a letter to everyone who is looking for the answer to addiction from Joan P., a recovered addict.
Dear friend, addiction is one of the most miserable things.
Sorry, I wasn't able to get Lynn any quicker there.
Addiction may be killing your family, friends, or even yourself.
That's all right.
There is an answer to addiction, and it's free, easy, and a lot of fun. We recovered from alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, food, sex, and gambling addictions. We want to give the answer to addiction to everyone, free of charge on nationwide cable television. Our TV series shows addicts how to recover and how to get going on a new way of life. To go on TV, we need your donations. We're looking for angels and everyone else who will give. Thank you for listening and giving. Joan P., a recovered addict.
Call the answer to addiction now and give. It's tax deductible. Call 800-353-4334. That's 800-353-4334.
You demand a lot more out of your truck, don't you? So when you're getting a new truck, you don't just settle for any truck. No, sir. You head to Truck Season at your quality Ford dealer, where you'll find a Ford Ranger with $1,000 cash back. That's a lot of money, my friend. And all the features you'd expect from a number one seller, like switch-on four-wheel drive and the most powerful V6 engine yet, because you demand it, big guy. So see your quality Ford dealer during truck season for details.
Ouch! What happened?
I just lost a filling.
Oh, you should get that looked at.
I cannot afford that.
I just had some dentist work done last week and found one medical discount program for only $8 a month.
Wow, that's a great deal.
I found EhancedBenefits.com on the net and saved 40%.
EhancedBenefits.com? Can I call them?
I have the number right here. 1-877-EHANCED. You can pay month to month or even annually.
That's 1-877-EHANCED or www.EhancedBenefits.com.
When you need top-quality custom apparel, Fast Tees is your first and last stop. From simple one-color logos to multicolor custom designs, Fast Tees can handle all of your team, speedway, or business needs. Call 717-463-2238. That's 717-463-2238. T-shirts, golf shirts, hats, sweats, and jackets. Fast Tees has provided quality merchandise for over 25 years. Owned and operated by Jim Nace, two-time champion, Williams Grove Speedway. Fast Tees, 717-463-2238.
Hanks Performance Products, a leading producer of lightweight suspension components for top sprint car teams, midget, silver crown, and micro sprint cars across the nation. Hanks Performance Products also rebuild power steering units and power steering pumps for many of the country's top teams. Hanks Performance Products use only certified aircraft-grade aluminum and computer-controlled machinery to manufacture components. Hanks Performance Products, 717-757-6651. Qualified staff are eager to answer any questions. Hanks Performance Products, 717-757-6651.
Marion Ross with an important message about memory loss.
Playing the role of a person with Alzheimer's made me realize how little we know about memory loss. If you're having memory problems, you may be able to help us by taking part in a memory impairment investigational study, looking at ways to delay the onset or slow the progression of Alzheimer's. It may not give us all the answers, but it can give us hope.
Participants need to be between the ages of 55 and 90, have a clear memory problem, but still be able to function in daily life, and have a friend or loved one who can serve as a companion for the study. For more information, call 1-888-455-0655 or visit our website at www.memorystudy.org. That's 1-888-455-0655 or www.memorystudy.org.
We all have a part to play in ending memory loss.
And we're back. Will and back is Stephen Pickford and Art Farley. We're back from Cooperstown. Art didn't make the trip, as good usual. Morning.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Lots it turned of out to happening. Be a good thing.
He had to fill in the time. And joining us now is Lynn Ogerslow, who's a Niagara Region food and wine writer. And she is a...
What a job, eh?
Yeah, regular visitor to Greece and the Greek wine country. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. So what is your fascination with Greece? Why do you return there so often?
To carry hot dogs.
It feels like home. You know, Greece is a country that holds a lot of mystical and magical illusions for a lot of people. And it's a draw. It's a country that is a very simple culture. The people are hospitable and warm and friendly. And the food and wine is outstanding, and I think that makes for a very inviting and simple stay when you're looking for a holiday and somewhere else to explore.
There are more places than just hitting Athens, but you really have to get the feel of the country by visiting the Greek islands.
Oh, you're right. I think Athens is a country unto itself. Let's avoid Athens. We have to fly into the airport, but then you can always go to the harbor to Piraeus and catch a ferry to just about any of the islands you want to go to. That's probably the simplest way to do it. And Greece is a country that's been very inward thinking. I like to call it a country that's inward thinking and drinking, actually.
Not to mention those lovely beaches.
The black ash beaches of Santorini. There are so many treasures there that the rest of the world don't get to know because the Greek people don't really seem to understand that that they can let out all of their best secrets.
Which secrets did you let out?
Pardon?
Which secrets did you let out? You let out your best secrets.
Oh, Santorini is a beautiful island. It was a volcanic island. It is a volcanic island. Black beaches, gorgeous, dramatic cliffs. The cliff of Santorini is about 10 to 11 times the size of Niagara Falls.
Okay.
So can you imagine standing on top of there, looking down at all the little tiny people at the bottom? It's just, it's incredibly beautiful.
So and you feel look like out king over of the world.
The blue Aegean Sea. It's the closest thing to, it is where heaven meets earth. It's beautiful. But to book it from North America, it's an absolute fortune. So there are small places there that are right on the cliffside. It's on the part of Santorini where there are no cars allowed because of the cliff. And
great for Vic,
hotels,
Steve.
they're beautiful. They're
our correspondent, we have a correspondent, Vic Phillips, out of Toronto, and he's got acrophobia.
Anything with that height, oh, he would be deeply scared.
He got hives on the Apache Trail.
No, this is wonderful. I also have a slight fear of heights, but this is beautiful. The warmth of the sun on your skin and the drama and the sea, it takes you away. It really does. But these places, if you book them from Canada, are around $100 a night for the most gorgeous place in the world. You can't beat it. The food ranges from everything from simple to incredibly artistic and clean, vibrant flavors that rivals anything that we can get, you know, here in North America. So it's
even
a beautiful
on Park Avenue.
Pardon?
Even on Park Avenue.
Like even in the Greek areas, Montreal, Toronto, New York, this is the true Greek cuisine.
I hate to say this, but it's not. If you want true Greek cuisine, you have to go to Rhodes, the Isle of Rhodes. For some reason, most of the chefs congregate there. And you can get beautiful, outstanding food. It's an evolution of Greek cuisine, and it's wonderful.
Well, they go there actually for the chef school in Greece. That they are Rhodes scholars. No, it's a joke. They learn how to put all the extra fries on the plate, you know.
What's it take to make souvlaki?
And that's right.
That's Americanized Greek.
It's like Chinese food. For food we eat here is not the real food that they eat in China. What is a typical Greek meal? Because people think Greek food and they're used to the the Americanized version of it. What would you consider a true Greek meal?
Well, and actually it's very simple. It doesn't have a lot of beef. It doesn't have a lot of protein. There are a lot of appetizers. For example, they could be, in Santorini, one of the dishes are the tomato balls, the fried tomato balls, and they're absolutely marvelous. And then they end up with beans, the baked beans that are, the giant beans that are baked in the oven, and they're delicious, absolutely wonderful. tzatziki in bread is dipped a lot, but the tzatziki has real garlic in it, not a garlic flavor. So it's very much best if everyone partakes in a little bit of tzatziki.
No, shout out to tzatziki. Well, you do
it's
that.
It's healthy for you, too, and it keeps the women away.
There you go.
Unless the women share it, you see.
There you go.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know,
that's beautiful.
I like the way she says women sharing. I love that.
Obviously, she doesn't have a legend of Art Farley.
Greece is very simple. I have to tell you about a story. I went into my husband and my son went into a seaside restaurant, and we ordered some wine, and it was absolutely delicious. We don't get true Greek wine here in North America. It was a full-bodied red, velvety, smoky, baked red fruit with a lot of cinnamon and spicy notes to it. Mm. And like any North America, I decided to ask what it was so that I could purchase some and maybe bring
Saturday
some home.
Night.
And the waiter looked at me and he said, Madame, is wine from barrel? And I said, yes, yes, okay, I know that. But what is it? What is the name of it? What is the winery? Where can I get it? And he looked puzzled and he repeated, Madame, is wine from barrel? So after a few more questions, he went and he got someone else from the kitchen, the chef, I suppose. And he came out and I asked my question again. And he said, Madame, is wine from barrel?
Uh-huh.
So we were both totally frustrated at this point, and he said, come.
You should have just asked him where the barrel's from.
I followed him into the kitchen, into the back.
He said, you can have it every night but Tuesday, because Tuesday's your night in the barrel.
But there was this large barrel that he took off the lid. He plunked in a huge ladle,
yes.
Pulled up a huge scoop of red wine, and says, Madame, it's wine from barrel.
Uh-huh.
Where's
and
the
I
barrel
said,
from?
Well,
the back of the kitchen.
Well, it certainly is, isn't it?
They make
so
their own.
They're very simple, laid-back people
sure.
that do wonderful things, and it creates a wonderful holiday when you're there. You know, we stayed on the island of Paros, and there's a beautiful... They mine marble. So a room was just lined with marble, blue Mediterranean shutters that when you opened them, they looked out onto the sea. It was $25 a night. And
whoa.
That's if you book it. That's if you book it when you're there.
Hey, Jerry, so, have you ever had that kind of red wine, like the house wine at a restaurant like that?
Wine from barrels?
Yeah.
Wine from barrel.
I've had it in my barn.
Well, I mean, you know,
well,
you've gone...
House wines are generally what we choose.
Yeah, because, well, you've been to your share of Greek restaurants, especially...
But they never said wine from barrel.
Never quite
never,
that way.
Never. I'm going to try to order that next time.
Yeah.
The typical Greek
I'd like
food
wine
experience.
From barrel, please.
Which goes
it's
to
delicious.
Which
yeah.
goes to show that no matter where you eat or what restaurant you choose when you're touring the Greek Isles, there will be that culinary experience and some great dining and wine to be had.
Definitely.
It's a country that's so easy to explore. I recommend that everyone buy an airline ticket, and once you're there, you explore.
And hit the beach.
It's amazing. Once you get off the ferry, there's at least 40 or 50 hotels waiting for all the tourists at the ferry sites to take you to a different hotel. So you don't even have to look for a place to stay.
I think that's
they're right there waiting for you.
I think that's a misconception. And everyone thinks they have to make all of their arrangements far in advance, and by doing that, they end up getting tied down to all the traditional chain hotels and paying $200-$300 a night.
You're right.
And
but
that's expected.
Right.
It's not the same thing. I mean, if you're going somewhere and everything is on a schedule and a criteria, it's like you have to follow that itinerary. And
yeah,
I prefer just to go down there, play it by ear, and just enjoy each day. Because when you have no expectations, you will not be disappointed.
Wing it. The Art Farley method travel.
And Greece is a country that's set up to do just that, and that's what I would recommend. It's a beautiful country. Absolutely gorgeous. It's dynamic.
Art hasn't quite made it to Vermont yet, so with this method.
Well, no, I was busy that weekend.
Yeah, there's always an excuse. He couldn't make Cooperstown. He couldn't make Vermont. Didn't make Iceland.
Okay, hold on.
That's Art.
To set the record straight, Vermont couldn't go because someone wasn't coming with me.
Mm-hmm.
Cooperstown, I couldn't go because they were demolishing my house. They're legitimate excuses.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, honest Art. Yeah. Listen, we'd like to keep you on, Lynn, past the break. We're going to be cutting out for a commercial break in about 45 seconds. Steve, you got any little announcements, tidbits you want to throw in? Trinkets,
well,
trifles?
and on-air sales?
If they want information on Greece, they can contact me through email.
Why not? We'll give out your
they
email address,
that.
Lynn. Yes.
And I'll help you plan your own trip to Greece, and you'll get the true culture, the true flavor, and not the, you're right, not the chain
Yes, the true yogurt of Greece. Give us your email address, Lynn.
Yes, email, ogrizlo, O-G-R-Y-Z-L-O, ogrizlo at ican.net.
I-C-A-N, like November?
Yep.
ICAN.net. We'll give that out again after when we return. Stay listening to Travel World Across America on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Stay tuned. Roll the break. Go off.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Mark Allen. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted
to give Jerry a call.
Gift and estate taxes. After ignoring a veto threat from President Clinton and rejecting a less costly Democratic alternative, the House voted 279 to 136 for a bill to phase out gift and estate taxes over 10 years. 65 Democrats joined the Republicans in voting in favor of the bill. Supporters of repeal called it a death tax that is especially harsh on small businesses and on farmers who want to leave the fruits of their labor to their children. The death tax is the natural-born killer of everything they've worked for their entire lives. In the words of House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Bill Archer, a Republican from Texas, the House, in a mostly party-line vote, rejected a Democratic alternative, which would immediately cut estate taxes across the board and allow a $4 million exclusion for family farms and most small businesses. President Clinton has signed proclamations creating four new national monuments to protect 440,000 acres of sensitive federal lands in Arizona, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. The action was based on a recommendation from Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt and was the latest in a series of moves that have angered some Western lawmakers. The administration was acting under authority of a 1906 Antiquities Act, which has been invoked more than 100 times, allowing presidents to protect, through executive order, objects of historic and scientific interest. By using the act to set aside millions of acres already, Clinton has angered some Western lawmakers and local officials who say he is overstepping his authority. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
If you're an investor, you might be interested to know that we've doubled in size over the last 10 years.
I have Jerry waiting, and he mentioned that he was having some difficulty last week hearing one or the other of you, as though you were wavering out a little bit.
Appeal with the crucial youth and teen market segments.
Are you talking about like right now or last week?
Well, apparently last week, but I noticed myself as I'm looking and listening to each voice.
Yeah,
I'm having a pot education. Up. Sometimes there's almost like it's like one of you in the background.
Really?
Maybe it's somebody not leaning into the microphone. That could be.
Might be would it be me or Steve?
We're forecasting great results.
I think it's more Steve.
More like Steve, huh?
This is General Colin Powell, urging you to support the boys and girls of
America. That might help him, because he was saying he was having trouble hearing on the phone what the other guys were saying.
Sure. Well, we have plenty of, we got plenty of slack with our range available with our pot. We just don't want to over-modulate the Comrex. We want to keep it clean.
I got you. You're fine, as far as that's concerned, as far as I can see. Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
About it, 50 seconds.
Thank you.
Call the police,
you bet.
Especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Well, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to...
15 seconds.
No.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional Business. This message brought to you by the ICAR Gold Class Professionals program and this station.
My friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that bitch. He tells me every day. He says, man, I really gotta lose my chick in the worst kind of way. She sits on her ass, he works his hands to the bone to give her money every payday. But she wants more dinero just to stay at home. Well, my friend, you gotta say, I won't pay, I won't pay.
Welcome back to Travel World. Willem Baggins and Stephen Pickford. With actually, that song would be a good theme for generally Liberty Works, wouldn't you say? You know, get a job, yeah, bum.
Get a job and get out there working, and that way you can afford a trip to Greece and go traveling. Hey, we're talking about the queen of segways.
Like Bonnie.
The queen of segways.
Melanie Revis will be with us sometime in July. We're talking this morning. Oh, yes, one of your good friends, all right. Lino Grislow is with us, a food and wine writer from the Niagara region.
Mm-hmm.
And she's editor and wine writer for the Canadian Sommelier Guild newsletter and a regular food columnist for a variety of newspapers and magazines, including Today's Seniors.
Hey, the old Metroland chain.
And we're just finishing up our discussion about traveling in the Greek Isles. And you were mentioning to me there's a little village on the island of Crete that practices cultural tourism for a living. And I'm sure some of our listeners would be interested in learning a bit more about that.
Yes, it's a small village called Vamos. And very, very old-fashioned village, and the younger generation was leaving, and so what the older generation did was decided to export what they do, or promote what they do. So they actually bring in groups from around the world, foodies, they mm-hmm. take them out. Crete is the Mediterranean island that has the most wildflowers and wild herbs, and just a wealth of culinary delights on the island of Crete. They take people out to look for, you gather snails, you forage through the bush for greens, and then they teach you to cook them. So there's a whole week-long culinary holiday you can take there.
So the food
they
is good.
They also do wonderful things with photographers and artists because they're
so the food is good out there then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard that they weren't famous for their chili.
No, they put so much.
Well, no, because the last time their dish was called chili con Crete. And I
no. Oh, thank you.
That's a Texan dish. But no, the honey is velvety. The cheese, the goat's cheese, the and the lamb is just—it's wonderful.
Wonderful
food on Crete. Not a lot of processed food, so everything is done in the old traditional ways still. And now they're starting to promote those old traditional ways. Well, so anyone that wants an experience,
much the same way as Ella Fitzgerald's restaurant never took off. She wanted to.
Had a restaurant.
Yes, she wanted to open up a restaurant specializing in seafood, and her favorite dish was cooking a salmon dish, but it never took off because she called it Salmonella.
Yeah. Oh, boy, the Willem Baggins Comedy Festival. Talking about the Comedy Festival coming to Montreal, I think Willem Baggins should be headlining the stage.
There we go.
So really,
Mitch Michael's last girlfriend. Okay, go for it.
So we're basically, in retrospect, in summarizing, the Greek islands are the place to go if you're looking for some great food combined with some terrific wines. But it doesn't have to cost you a lot.
The wine is their biggest secret, actually. The wine is their biggest secret. But, you know, for women travelers alone, they have an international women's association on Santorini. So for women traveling alone, it's a wonderful place for you to go.
And
I may have wine in bottle.
Wine in bottle, mountain.
And if you want to reach Lynn to get her tips on what to see, what to do, her email again is O-G-R-Y, Z for zebra, L-O, at ICANN, I-C-A-N for November, .net.
Good thing it didn't start with O-J. Right. She'd have calls coming in by the dozens, by the millions.
Oh, yeah, it's like...
either that or you can join with me this September on my next food and wine trip.
Ooh, I love the way you say join in with us.
Do you have more details about that, or is that still in the planning stages?
No, you can call for more details on that or the next food and wine trip to Niagara-on-the-Lake. Wine country, Niagara country.
Well, I like wine and
Lino
I like
Grislo,
food.
Lino Grislo, one of our co-members of the Travel Media Association of Canada. Welcome. I'm glad you came to join us on Travel World today.
What number can
Thank you so much for having me.
What number can they call for more information on these tours?
Area code 905
262
4941.
Okay.
Oh, it's on the Canadian side.
A?
Yeah.
A?
905-262-4941 for information on some of the food and wine tours coming up, both to Niagara region and to the Greek Isles. Thanks, Lynn, for joining us this morning.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thanks. I'll see you in Greece.
You betcha. Now we're moving along to one of our regular contributors here on Travel World.
Yes, broadcast journalist Jerry Wagschall, Toronto-based investigative journalist, about town.
I hope he's lost the script. Jerry, welcome to Travel World.
Good morning.
How you doing, guys?
Good morning, well. Jerry.
No more script?
Hey, no.
Is this improv? Good.
It's improv.
It's the real Jerry.
The real Jerry, Mr.
Important things to tell you guys, but we'll see. We'll see.
All right.
What I want to talk about today is we talked about San Francisco before, but there's a place that's just very, you know, obviously San Francisco is one of the most romantic and beautiful cities in the world, but just 20 minutes away from there is a little lesser-known town of Mill Valley. And that it's a little calmer, and it offers some excellent holiday fun. It's an affluent and pretty town. Like I say, about 20 minutes away. There's some really great tourist attractions that you can get to from Mill Valley. The Muir Woods, which is a majestic redwood forest. I don't know if you guys...
The California redwoods.
Oh, they're beautiful.
The California redwoods, if you're familiar
with
these
trees. I'm a tree hugger.
I
love trees.
But these trees are just unbelievable trees, and I'll talk to you a little bit more about them later. Also, it's a good jumping-off point for the wine country and the Point Reyes National Seashore.
As opposed to the trip that we took to Iceland, where we were at the meeting of the tectonic plates, and Stephen told me to stand right at the edge. He said, well, that's your jumping-off point. Nice point.
From the iceberg.
Exactly.
No icebergs to be found around here, although it's always advisable to bring, you know, some kind of a jacket or something, because even though it is California, around the Bay Area, it does, you know, get a little bit windy. One of the best things about Mill Valley is a hotel that's just opened up there called the Aqua Hotel. Stephen, you might be familiar with the Joie de Vivre chain of hotels.
Right, the boutique hotels.
That's right, and they've taken over some properties and basically turned them into these very sophisticated, sort of urbane, you know, hotels. This Aqua Hotel, which is in Marin County, is decorated in a Pacific Rim style, meaning it's Asian Japanese inspired decorating. It's extremely calming and serene and soothing decor, and it's a sophisticated design. The special features in every room, in some rooms, include a wood stove and some amazing breakfasts with, you know, famous, you know, the San Francisco sourdough bread pastries. And unlike some of the buffets, you know, buffets where you usually just go and pour your own coffee, here you can tell them, like, what kind of coffee you want. Do you want this kind of latte? Do you want this kind of a cappuccino, whatever? And for more information about this, the breakfast is included, which is really good. You can call 800-662-9555 or go on the internet at www.sftrips.com. The rates are starting at about $150 U.S. I'll just tell you about a couple of tourist things that you can do around this hotel, which, again, is in Marin County, about 15 to 20 minutes away from San Francisco across the Golden Gate Bridge. The Muir Woods, as was saying before, the road to the Muir Woods are long and beautiful. I'm just looking here now. You can go down into a valley that has, from these roads, take you to a valley that has a special conditions that allow these redwoods to grow, because obviously these are special trees and they just can't grow anywhere, right?
They're the big ones. Some of them drive through, Jerry?
Yes, there is. We didn't do that, but I've heard that there is a tree that you can drive through that is so big.
Big California redwoods. I mean,
exactly.
Amazing.
That's
gotta be.
Some of them are 1,000 years old. Some of the trees are 253 feet tall and 13 feet in diameter.
Oh.
I mean, these are very, very
wow.
tall trees.
Yeah.
Majestic.
What else happens inside those trees?
You got me. I mean,
termites.
I looked for little animals to talk to in there, but I couldn't find anything.
Well, I do have the I do have the story of what happens to trees about the, but I won't tell.
No,
it
No, please
today.
Do not. I've heard it before, Willem. And
yes, me check for bees next time. Yes, yes,
okay.
I did remember that bees joke. Anyway,
oh, you finally found it.
Yes, I found that silly joke. Listen, we've got 20 seconds before the break.
Stay on
the
line
with
us, Jerry, and we'll continue about
Marin
County, north of San Francisco, here on Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network
across
America
via
satellite.
Absolutely, to all our affiliates and around the world on the internet. You have Roll the Break. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
More important to know and understand the law, especially if you're in business. But while you may know all there is to know about which are in compliance with the tax statutes and
getting
regulations
a little funny,
in all 50 states.
Buzzing when Jerry says every time he starts to speak, and it's
Jerry?
Taking the meter and sort of
Jerry's
right
buzzing?
Up
for your business.
Well, it's sort of he's distorting
contract.
Because his level is real low, and I pot it up and get it set, and then he says and every time he speaks, he goes and when that happens, it has this uncharacteristic
peck. I notice he's buzzing, but is that something you don't fix at your side?
Well, that buzzing American is on his line.
It is.
I heard that as soon as I called him, I could hear that. It's on his phone. I think he might have a cheap phone.
Getting a new connection?
I just lost a phone. Oh, you should get that looked at.
Honestly, I think
that.
It's his phone, especially based on what he said about last week not hearing people. I'm thinking maybe there's something up with the phone he's using to call him.
Ask him if he has a phone set
extension. Okay, that's a good idea. Let me see if I can.
Yeah.
I have the number right here.
I'm trying to think now. Let's see. If I want to talk to him,
E-H-A-N-C-E-D. You can pay month to month.
No idea. I don't know your board.
I'm new at this, so I have to
say. Let me see if I can figure it out.
You're like a champion, Joe. We appreciate it.
All right.
Goodbye. If you're 10, 20, even 30 pounds overweight or more, it's time to kiss that body fat goodbye. Introducing Carbotherm, the weight loss breakthrough that helps you get rid of existing body fat and prevents the accumulation of new body fat. The secret of Carbotherm is a powerful weight loss technology that combines the carbohydrate metabolizer glucosol with the fat-fighting power of chromium. It's a 1-2 punch that turns your body into a lean, high-efficiency machine, and you can still eat all of your favorite foods. Carbotherm is easy, safe, and effective. So effective that we guarantee you'll need a smaller bathing suit in 30 days or less or your money back. It's not available in stores, so call now and kiss that body fat goodbye. Call 1-800-568-8859. That's 1-800-568-8859. Ask how you can get a free one-month supply of Carbotherm with your order. Call 1-800-568-8859.
The iWave is here.
Welcome to CommandCast.
Revolutionizing audio on the World Wide Web. CommandCast.
Breakthrough sound quality.
Best digital audio available.
Unbeaten delivery speed.
Audio within 4 seconds of request.
Welcome to the iWave.
Welcome to CommandCast.
Call 410-857-5600. 410-857-5600.
CommandCast.
At the forefront of change.
I think Special Olympics is wonderful.
It's the best thing that I've ever done in my life.
It's just like a flower, it just made me blossom.
It doesn't matter if you win or lose, just try your best.
Changed my whole life, my whole attitude.
Well, I wanted one thing. I wanted to be an athlete. The Special Olympics gave me that opportunity.
I just feel a little proud of myself to reach so far.
My family is big. It spreads around this world through Special Olympics.
I think we got the phone thing squared away with Jerry. He switched to another phone and sounds much better.
Thanks, that's fantastic.
Sure, and we should, let's see, be back in about
20 seconds. All right.
Great.
I think that's great.
Special Olympics inspires greatness in everyone it touches. There are many children and adults with mental retardation right here in this community who can benefit from year-round sports training and competition, but they need your help. Inspire greatness. Support your local Special Olympics program.
Welcome back to Travel World. Welcome back. It's Stephen Pickford and Art Farley and the Yomad behind the console. He's working the board like a pro here today.
Good morning.
Jerry
Good
Lozo, morning. Special guest in studio. We got Joe behind the console doing a fantastic job as well. And we got...
Super.
Yeah.
We just have a lot of people. Everybody.
Yeah, Jerry Wackler. This cool is the cast show of characters, the entourage of Travel World. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and Jerry Wagschall is at home in Toronto and talking to us about things to do just outside of San Francisco, the beautiful, majestic California redwoods and more. Tell us more.
Exactly, yeah. As we were just talking about those trees, if you do go to the Muir Woods, and you obviously should take a hike and have a chance to walk through them, just don't sort of drive through, even though you can. Although California is an amazing place for driving, and if you want to go to a place that is very similar to some of those, you know, shots that you've seen in films with windy beaches and beautiful seashores and sand and a bit wilder. Try the Point Reyes National Seashore. You guys might have heard about it. It's a scenic peninsula about 2 hours away, I guess, from San Francisco, a little bit less away from the Aqua Hotel. What you do is you can to get there, you take, you probably guys have probably heard about this, like, famous Highway 1, which wraps and drives around the California coastline.
That's where she sold seashells.
That's right. Down by the seashore.
Exactly, yeah. And I remember when we were in high school, I used to have friends that used to have these Highway 1 things on their, you know, that they would, I guess they had taken off in their youth or whatever and put on their basement walls. But this is a famous Highway 1. You drive along this desolate, pristine seashore, very wild beaches. It passes through homesteads and horse ranches. From January to April, at Point Reyes Seashore, there's some excellent whale watching, and also there's a little lighthouse
whale
that
watching.
Has been refurbished so you can see.
Can you see the whales standing on the shore? Do you have to go out one of those stupid boats going up on the waves up and down 30 feet?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I didn't see anything about... I think you can see the whales from the shore.
With a telescope, maybe.
I think so, but I can't give you a definite answer on that, but that's a pretty good question, actually.
And how long does one stand there and look at whales?
Well, most points on the California coast during the migration season, you can see them quite well from designated pull-off areas and viewing spots on the coastline. And they're not that far off because it's quite deep at that point of water, so you can see them.
It's also very, very wavy, so I'm not quite sure. I mean, there are a lot of boats, obviously, that can handle those kinds of waves, but I think you're right, Stephen. I think you can see them from the shore.
It's the ocean.
The boats can take the waves. The people on board the boats cannot.
Right.
And for those who want to see the whales standing on the beach, Moby will be signing autographs this evening.
To get to Mill Valley,
how long
you
can that
first last? Should fly to San Francisco. Air Canada offers five nonstop direct flights per day, starting at 7:45 a.m. for prices as low as $4.37 U.S. or $6.56 Canadian.
That is
you
good.
14 days in advance.
That is really a good deal going down to San Francisco.
Very good deal. And also from San Francisco proper, like I was saying, basically to get to Mill Valley and stay at the Aqua if you want, you basically just take the 101 highway across the Golden Gate Bridge. A great drive in its own right, of course, passing one of the most incredible and, you know, unique structures in the world. So the thing about staying also here in just in Marin County is you do, when you want to go to San Francisco, which is just really a hop, skip, and jump away, you do get the chance to drive over this bridge, which is a great thing in its own right. Also, you'll see a lot of people walking across the bridge. If you guys have been there, I think you have. You've probably seen that a lot of people walk across the bridge, too. So that's also a very, very fun thing to do, combining your trip to Mill Valley, you know, with which is a nice little town in its own right. It has bookstores, restaurants, good shopping, and a popular film festival. But you can also combine that visit to Mill Valley in Marin County with a trip to San Francisco.
Do they got a boat ride up in Mill Valley?
A boat ride? I'm not sure if there's...
There's a boat ride in every town. I mean, in the middle of the desert, they'll find you a boat ride.
Well, you can always take the little boat from the downtown San Francisco, and you can take the harbor tour. And, of course, we took the hornblower for the
Yes,
for
how
the
appropriate.
Lunch.
Or get one of those hovercrafts.
No, we and go to every city. You know, the Delta Queen, the Tahoe Queen, the Mississippi Queen. We figured the drag queen, right? No, it's the hornblower.
Yeah, oh, that's beautiful.
Exactly. I think, Stephen, the boat tours, I think San Francisco itself is well known for the boat tours. I think Mill Valley, as far as I understand, is not really surrounded by water of any kind. Another thing to mention, too, is
well, you do it like Martin Lucas does Bonfesh, you know, a little rowboat and a swimming pool in the backyard. But go ahead.
Right. For people who are looking for something else that they can do, too, the Caribbean is pretty well known as a winter destination. However, the summer, there are some incredible tours which are offered. I mean, incredible deals which are offered because a lot of people are going in the winter. It's less crowded, and it gives you a feeling that, you know, you're there sort of on your own kind of private island. Check with, of course, about the weather first. It's usually pretty good, except if, you know, you happen to be going in, like, monsoon season. But again...
That's Saint Lucia, right?
Sorry?
St. Lucia coverage. You're wrapping up St. Lucia from last week?
Yeah, exactly.
Go for it.
Which is, the Sandal St. Lucia is one of its top resorts, and it's very popular, and it can even be hard to get a spot there. So may I suggest that if you know, the summer could be a good place to try to get in. It's got some of the most spectacular and diverse scenery and nature in the Caribbean. It's got its own golf course and a brand new restaurant, called Armando's that they've created there, with the help of a chef that they actually brought in from Italy to work on it. For people who don't know about Sandals, it's an all-inclusive couples-only resort. One price and everything is included, including water sports, diving, snorkeling, and that sort of thing. And from Toronto to St. Lucia, a nonstop direct flight with fares starting as low as $812 Canadian, which I think is somewhere around, you know, $530, $540 U.S.
Yeah, about that.
So if you've been dreaming of lying by the pool and drinking pina coladas and you want to wait until the winter, don't wait any longer. Do it in style. Go to the Caribbean now. Try Sandal St. Lucia. It's a great experience, and do it in style.
But if you like pina colada, don't get caught in the rain.
Well, you
don't get caught.
Feel
in the
spray of the ocean and the taste of champagne.
And
if you like making
love
at
midnight.
And Sandals has the actually a hurricane guarantee, a guarantee that if there should be weather related problems, they'll rebook you, and there's at no cost. They'll give you a refund for the time that you missed, and there's that hurricane guarantee plan in place with details at 1-800-SANDALS, www.sandals.com for details. And the off-season is the time to visit the Caribbean at reduced prices, less crowds, and, of course, to feel safe with the precautions and the guarantee in place for hurricane season.
And no slush. One other quick thing that I didn't mention there before is that, of course, there's a wine tasting in Marin County. It's something that you guys would probably be very interested in. I don't know if you guys have gone there, but one of the things that's very interesting about wine tasting is it's mostly free. From any, you know, from if you're in Mill Valley and you wanted to go to Napa Valley or Sonoma Valley, which has some of the most, you know, some very, you know, very beautiful scenery, very expensive real estate, very beautiful scenery and vineyards. Most of these wine tours are free. Some of them you have to call and reserve and, like, book an appointment. Others you can just drive in off the road and go and sort of wander and meander around and taste different wines and champagnes. And it's amazingly enough, it won't cost you anything.
Including wine from the barrel.
Great lot of fun in San Francisco, Marin County, and, of course, in St. Lucia. Jerry Wagschall, thanks for joining us this morning and with
nice
an update on
you guys.
Update on where you've been to in the last couple of weeks.
Free wine tasting.
All right.
I hear those travel agent phones ringing.
I'm going.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So next week, what's in store, Steve?
Next week, we'll have Neil Drabkin.
In studio.
Well, hopefully. Maybe he'll be on the road again. He might be in Florida. He might be in New York City. But he has a report on New York City and Long Island. And also this weekend, what he's doing in Toronto with a review of the Lion King Mervish Entertainment's production at the Princess of Wales Theater.
Wow, that's nice.
And we don't know where else we might be next week. We might be in Burlington at the New England Culinary Institute. Who knows? Take that week by week.
Absolutely. Well, we had another fun week, and seems to roll around so quick here on Travel World. Welcome once again. Thanks for joining us in the studio today. Jerry Lozoff, who will next week be going the whitewater rafting tour.
Welcome to Travel World, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. See you again soon.
And I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Art Farley.
I'm Yul Matt.
Have a great weekend.
Join us next week. Travel World is filmed in Montreal. It's produced by the NASCAR Marketing Company. Yes, we do film it.